the day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. The king was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown, the courtroom was adjourned. Day that I die. Helped a skelter in the summer swelter, the birds flew off with a fallout shell, 8 miles high and falling fast, and landed foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sidelines in a cast. While the sergeants played a marching tune, we all got up to dance. Oh, but we never got the chance, 'cause the players tried to take the field, the marching band refused to yield. Do you recall what was revealed today? The music died. We started singing. Clenched in fists of rage, no angel born in hell could break that Satan's spell. And as the flames climbed high into the night to light the sacrificial rite, I saw Satan laughing with delight. The day the music died, he was singing bye bye Miss American Pie. I met a girl who sang the blues, and I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. In the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast. The day the music died, and they were singing
Bye, bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing, bye, bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. The White House says it is not turning a blind eye to casualties, but has no plans to change its policy on Israel, despite deadly strikes that killed dozens of civilians this weekend in Rafah. Our Ed O'Keefe just got into it with National Security Advisor John Kirby.
How many more charred corpses does he have to see before the president considers a change of policy?
We don't want to see a single more innocent life taken, and I kind of take a little offense at the question. No civilian casualties is the right number of civilian casualties, and this is not something that we've turned a blind eye to, nor has it been something we've ignored or neglected to raise with our Israeli counterparts.
But the White House says Israel has not crossed a red line that warrants the removal of aid. Israel says it's also investigating the strikes. Meantime, a military aid pier in Gaza is already out of commission. CBS's Robert Berger reports from Jerusalem.
They were hoping that 90 trucks a day would come off that U.S. pier and go up to 150 a day. But there's been all kinds of logistical problems, as well as problems with high seas.
It could take another week to move that pier and repair it. Prosecutors are now making closing arguments in Donald Trump's criminal trial in New York. CBS's Astrid Martinez is there and has more on the defense.
Inside, his defense team told jurors the prosecution's star witness, Trump's former fixer, Michael Cohen, could not be trusted, saying he took an oath. He swore to tell the truth, and he told you a number of things on that witness stand that were lies, pure and simple.
Trump denies he was involved in Cohen's hush money scheme to influence the 2016 election. Across the street, though, January 6 police officers and actor Robert De Niro showed up on behalf of the Biden campaign.
You think Trump ever threw a punch himself or took one? This guy who ran and hid in the White House bunker when there were protesters outside.
Trump's also expected to go on trial on January 6 related charges, but a date hasn't been set yet. A philanthropist says she's getting her own agenda for giving.
In an op-ed in the New York Times, Melinda French Gates says she'll spend over $1 billion over the next 2 years for people and organizations that work on behalf of women and families around the world, including reproductive rights.
That's CBS's Deborah Rodriguez. A billionaire in Ohio says he plans to take a submersible now down to see the Titanic's wreckage, despite last year's deadly disaster. Patrick Leahy says his $20 million subs are safer and can dive up to 40,000 meters, about 200 meters deeper than the Titanic site. He hasn't set a date, but 5 people died last summer. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The Kenosha Police Department is hosting a free scam and fraud prevention event tonight. It starts at 6:30 inside the Forest Park Elementary Cafeteria and covers current scams and identity theft. About 300 people at BRP in Racine County are out of a job. The boat manufacturer has laid off staff at its Sturtevant facility. The Racine Recall Committee, committed to getting rid of Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, says they have enough signatures to submit a second recall petition. Milwaukee's Lakefront Brewing is looking to buy Kenosha's public craft brewery. Operations are expected to continue in downtown Kenosha. The 2024 Racine Harbor Market kicks off its third season on Thursday. It starts at 4. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Pack is back to practice. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers resume offseason OTA practices. Matt LaFleur asked about defensive back Eric Stokes recovering from that severe leg and foot injury from 2 seasons ago.
What this offseason has afforded him was an opportunity to really train. Just when you look at him physically, his body looks different. Certainly he's hitting some very fast speeds out there on practice. Obviously we monitor all that. And I can tell mentally he feels like he's in a great place.
NBA playoffs, the Celtics beat the Pacers 105-102 to complete a 4-game sweep and now head to the finals. Baseball game 2 of the Brewers 4-game series against the Cubs continues tonight at AmFam Field. The Brewers won yesterday 5-1. Craig Counsell asked, when did he first consider leaving Milwaukee?
You know, when David Stearns leaving made you think about it a lot. I don't know how it couldn't, right?
That's Cubs manager Craig Counsell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Potawatomi Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Isolated evening storms, then mostly clear and a low near 50 tonight. Mostly sunny for tomorrow and also Thursday. High temps into the low 60s. It warms up a little more Friday with sunshine near 70 degrees with rain chances from Friday night into the weekend. It's 60 right now.
A big hit for American Breed, Bend Me, Shape Me, but it was originally recorded by The Outsiders in 1967. Now Simon and Garfunkel, this is Mrs. Robinson on WRJN.
Loves you more than Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. God bless you, please. This is Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray.
Point Marina, local news and timeless hits.
W-R-J-N. I love the colorful clothes she wears and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. Smile, I know she must be kind.
She's by my excitation.
Excitation by my good, good.
Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on?
Oh, Blackwater, keep on rolling.
Mississippi moon, won't you keep on shining on me?
Yeah, keep on shining your light. Gonna make everything great. Mama gonna make everything alright. And I ain't got no worries, 'cause I ain't. Some funky Dixieland, pretty mama, come and take me by the hand.
By the hand, take me by the hand, pretty mama, come and dance with your daddy all night long.
I like to hear some funky Dixieland, pretty mama, come and take me by the hand.
By the hand, take me by the hand, pretty mama, come and dance with your daddy all night long.
I like to hear some funky Dixieland, pretty mama, come and take me by the hand.
Come on, by the hand.
Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Be sure to tell a friend. Good afternoon, I'm Kurt Vollman. All right, here is today's useless fact of the day. Just a random piece of information to share with your friends and enemies. Here we go. Today's useless fact is the Pentagon uses, on average, about 650 rolls of toilet paper a day. I don't know, that doesn't sound like all that much to me for such a big building. I don't know. What do I know?
Daring, dark, and deliriously entertaining, Cabaret continues this weekend at the Racine Theatre Guild. In 1929 Berlin, the fantastical world of the Kit Kat Club is an escape from the grim reality creeping in outside of its walls. Cliff, an American writer, is swept up by the club and the one and only Sally Bowles. As the year unfolds, the beautiful facade cracks as an evil power grows. Will love, loyalty, and humanity have a chance? Call the box office at 633-4218 or visit racinetheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee too. Tastes like Miller time.
Following Brewers Sunday home games, all kids ages 14 and under can come down to the field and run the bases at American Family Field, courtesy of Aurora Healthcare. The post-game kids run the bases line begins along the first base line on the field level.
Milwaukee Brewers baseball and Miller Lite.
Shop local, buy local, save big deals.
Hi, I'm
Jenny, the manager over at Your Big Deals online store. Did you know that when you shop locally, 83 cents of that dollar stays in town? Local businesses are the lifeblood of our community, and that's why you should shop Your Big Deals online store. Dozens of gift certificates to local businesses, all in one convenient place. Shop local from the convenience of your home or smartphone.
Save on receiving big deals at WRJN.com.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
All across Wisconsin, destination marketing organizations are working to ensure that tourism in our state and your local community is stronger than ever. Their work to drive visitation and enhance the visitor experience not only encourages travelers to discover our great state, it bolsters the economy, supports jobs, and it improves the quality of life for all Wisconsin residents. To learn more about what these great organizations are doing, visit DestinationsWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
WRJN, proud to be a civic media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite civic media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
And it's been the ruin of many a war.
news and timeless hits on WRJN. It's Kurt Vollman, and there's the Animals, House of the Rising Sun. By the way, if you take the tune of House of the Rising Sun and insert the lyrics from Amazing Grace, it works. Now you're going to try it, I know.
Era's coming. Era's coming.
Say, a broken heart.
Eli's coming, hide your heart, girl. Eli's coming, hide your heart, girl. Girl, Eli's coming, you better hide, girl. Eli's coming, you better hide, girl. Eli's coming, you better hide, girl.
Eli's coming, hide your heart, girl.
Hide it, you better hide your heart.
Eli's coming, better walk,
but you never get.
Say goodbye to you.
wish you didn't have to go. No, 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 no. And when the rain beats against my windowpane, I'll think of summer days again and dream of you. And dream of you.
You spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Now let's get you into the news center.
This report is sponsored by the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Slow down and relax for a sweet treat. Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The National Weather Service says three tornadoes touched down in Rock and Jefferson counties in southeast Wisconsin Sunday afternoon. One tornado was on the ground for 22 minutes. Another carved a path about 14 miles long. All the tornadoes reached top speeds of about 80 miles an hour. The damage appears to be limited to trees, power lines, and buildings. Amtrak's new Borealis line has been up and running for about a week. Federal transportation officials say they're not done adding more service in Wisconsin.
We're also funding a number of planning efforts that would introduce additional connections through Eau Claire, more service for potentially expansions of the Hiawatha line, more for La Crosse as well.
U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg speaking with WISN-TV's Up Front. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Staying safe from scammers is the reason for a session tonight at Forest Park Elementary in Kenosha. The police department there is hosting a free scam and fraud prevention event starting at 6:30. A statement says the session aims to educate the community about current scams, identity theft, and internet safety measures. 298 Racine County employees of BRP Inc. are out of work. The layoffs at the Sturtevant plant include positions like assemblers and material handlers. The boatmakers cited softening consumer demand and the overall boat industry slowdown as reasons for the layoffs. BRP, formerly Bombardier Recreational Products, is a global leader in power sports vehicles and boats, producing products like the Can-Am all-terrain vehicle, Sea-Doo personal watercraft, and Ski-Doo snowmobiles. The group looking to get rid of Robin Voss claims to have gathered over 8,000 signatures in another recall petition. The Recall Voss Committee says the signatures are from the 63rd Assembly District and surpass the required number of signatures needed to trigger a recall election. The initial recall effort failed after organizers fell short of the necessary signatures. Assembly Speaker Voss was elected to the 63rd, but put into the 33rd under new maps. The Racine County representative has until June 7th to file a challenge. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
This report is sponsored by Marcy's on Main. Their all-you-can-eat dinner specials will knock your boots off. Go to WRJN.com and click the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Isolated evening storms, then mostly clear and a low near 50 tonight. Mostly sunny for tomorrow and also Thursday. High temps into the low 60s. It warms up a little more Friday with sunshine near 70 degrees with rain chances from Friday night into the weekend. It's 60 right now.
Standing on a corner in Winslow, Arizona, in such a fine sight to see.
local news and timeless hits from the Eagles and Take It Easy. Jackson Browne started writing that song and didn't know how to finish it. Apparently, Glenn Frey is credited with coming up with the lyric, "It's a girl, my lord, in a flatbed Ford slowing down to take a look at me." And timeless hits on WRJN. Well, it was a good win for the Brewers last night over the Cubs. Same two teams tonight. After the game last night, Manager Pat Murphy had this to say about his starter, Robert Gasser.
That's big for a young kid, a rookie, making his, what, third, fourth start? Fourth start, is that right? Fourth start. I wanted him to keep going because his pitch count was low, but we're almost one-third of the season in, and we've used 11 starters. So that's the answer, you know, like to have a guy be able to give you six every time.
That's Pat Murphy after last night's win. Same two teams tonight, Cubs and Brewers at American Family Field. First pitch at 6:40. You can hear the coverage beginning just after 6 right here on WRJN.
Come see what's brewing, the Milwaukee Brewers.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Craving a delicious bite that'll make your tail wag with joy? Dogs and Cream has the hot dog game on lock. Whether you have a hankering for a Chicago dog, a pretzel dog, or any other gourmet frank, Dogs and Cream is happiness on a bun, made to order, ensuring each bite is delectable perfection. Make sure you save room for this sweet companion, velvety soft serve custard that'll melt your troubles away. Delicious! Smiles are our specialty at Dogs and Cream, located at 2721 Douglas Avenue in Racine.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at the Lanes on 20 in Racine. Knock down those pins, then experience a taste of victory inside Angry Brothers Pub with ice-cold drinks, delicious bites, and an atmosphere to make your night a grand slam. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just looking to have a ball, head on down to the Lanes on 20. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and immediately receive 50% savings on your Big Deals gift certificate. WRJN Big Deals.
Hi, this is Don Rosen. Here's a great new way for Racine to wake up weekday mornings. Local news and timeless hits. We'll also have local sports, weather, some laughs, and we'll talk to the folks who make our community great. So come join me weekday morning, 6 till 9 a.m. here on WRJN. We're hometown radio. Refreshed.
WRJN.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Inc. radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
WRJN.
Hello, I love you, won't you tell me your name? Hello, I love you, let me jump in your game. Hello, I love you, won't you tell me your name? Hello, I love you, let me jump in your game.
Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Be sure to tell a friend. We've got news coming up at the top of the hour.
Ow! is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper in New York at former President Donald Trump's criminal trial. It has been a day full of closing arguments, and they continue. Trump's defense team is done with theirs, but prosecutors began this afternoon. They focused on the defense attacks on Michael Cohen's credibility. Legal analyst Jessica Levinson.
They're hearing a constant refrain from Todd Blanche, the former president's attorney.